Welcome to the last Friday of 2017, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. We hope that you have a great finish to 2017 and you have an amazing 2018. We'd like to thank our sponsor today. It's the folks over at The Magic for Less Travel. So when you're looking to that next trip in 2018 to head to a Disney destination, whether it's Walt Disney World, traveling out to Disneyland, or sailing with the Disney Cruise Line, we'd sure appreciate it if you would drop by themagicforless.com, check out their great specials, give them a shot on that next trip. Make that your New Year's resolution. Just on your next trip, see what it's like to work with a great travel agent over at The Magic for Less. They are experts in the field. They are passionate Disney fans, and they want to get you the best price on the most amazing Disney adventure each and every time. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Fill out that free, no obligation quote. Let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast. Happy New Year from all your friends over at themagicforless.com. Today's show also brought to you by our Amazon affiliate link at beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. As you do all of that post-Christmas shopping, please click through our link at beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. It is the easiest way to support the Be Our Guest podcast. Costs you nothing extra. You get all your Prime benefits, and it really does help support the show. So as you close out 2017, click, 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 and help the show. Go through beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1269 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Friday to you, and welcome to the last Friday of 2017. We're going to see this year right out of here in a couple of days, but we want to thank you so much, as always, for your support of the show. We had a great growth during this past year. Hopefully you've enjoyed the fun topics we've discussed. We've had some great trip reports, awesome listener questions, and enjoy having these fun discussions on Fridays. So we're going to wrap it up here in 2017 with another great discussion. It's actually brought to you by my friend Joe Laszlo down in the ATL. He suggested this show, so we are going to take it on today. And I think it's something that can help folks who haven't taken a last-minute trip. And, you know, maybe you'll be nodding right along with us for those of us that have done this and decided, you know, it'd be kind of fun to go to Walt Disney World this weekend or next weekend. It's crazy, but it can be fun too. So we're going to discuss that today. So joining me today from down, speaking of the ATL, that's where she is, we have Ricky from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and The Mouse for Less. And Ricky, may 2018 be awesome for you. Let's have a good one.
Oh my goodness. I cannot believe that we are officially here at 2018. Just about like it. This year went by so incredibly fast. I have no words. So also apparently I have a cat fight.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's a literal cat fight there. That's the first time in 2017 that we've captured a cat fight. Yeah, nice. I like
that's
it.
The first one.
I think it is in almost 10 years. We got one. Boom.
It's a BOGP first. Wow. I don't know that it's a good one, but it is a first.
Got to keep it in. Boy, that's good for ratings, I hear. You know,
make sure you put that in the show notes in the description. So it says this episode includes a cat fight. I think that that'll really boost our ratings. I'm just going to say.
I think most people would expect it between you and Ricky, but we'll take what is it, Snape or whatever his name is, Ricky's cat. I don't know.
Opie and Meow Meow. So they're ticked about their names, I heard.
Thank goodness it's the holiday season and nobody's listening anyway because everybody's too busy. So we'll just leave this all in and just if you're having a good time, you're having a good time. Maybe you'll listen on New Year's Eve and you've had a few. This would sound even better then.
Yeah, that's a good one for that.
That's exactly it. All right, also joining us, and I don't think there's any animals in this household. So at least right now, we have Pam Forrester, co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel. Happy 2018 here in a couple days, Pam.
Happy 2018 in a couple days. And I do have to say, this is really odd that this is happening because it's very cold here in Western Pennsylvania, but there is a bug flying around the lamp in my office right now. So Ricky has cat fights. I have an odd bug. It's going to be an interesting show, I think.
Yeah, I guess. This is nuts. And I mean, we are actually flying out tomorrow to head down to Walt Disney World. So I'm excited for that. Staying at Pop Century. for four nights before heading over to the beach club with our big group for the marathon weekend festivities. So we'll be all together. I love this over at Epcot for New Year's Eve. So if you see us, we'll be back in World Showcase. I don't know where. I want to do this. Okay, here's where. So if you're looking for me, and you know, I don't know where you guys are going to be, but I mean, we'll probably all be together the whole time. We travel in a pack usually. It gets bigger and bigger as the night goes on from the past few years. I want to do the silent disco thing in Japan. That's high on my list. I want to.
We did not do that last year. And it was crazy packed.
Yeah, I was too busy. Like I couldn't get in. Mm-hmm. But man, I'm telling you, I was born to silent boogie. And you know what? If I can't get in, I might just silent boogie just on the promenade. You know, and it might not even be in Japan. So that's how it's going to be. So look there. We like to go to China if they have that big fire, like spitting dragon. That's always a fun place. That was nuts. So we were over there a lot. And actually, back in the UK was a lot of fun last year, too, with the band. That was a good time. So we'll be here and there and everywhere. Look for us. Come by. We'll celebrate together. We'll kick 2017 out and bring in 2018 together with a bunch of listeners. So look for us in Epcot. New Year's Eve, we'll be there. So going to be a good time. But today, like I said, Joe Laszlo, one of our great running lizards. This is awesome. I love Joe. He's a great guy. He's helped us out with bandwidth issues we've had in the past with the podcast here because he works for AT&T. But he's actually run a marathon in Greece, like from whatever.
Yes, he did. I
know.
I was talking to him before he was about to go do that. Yeah.
How awesome is that? I mean, not only to run a marathon, but to run one like the original route, from Athens to Marathon or wherever it is. Yeah. I mean, that's awesome. Yeah. I mean, lizards are legit. Let's just say that. So anyway, he suggested this show, The Agony and the Ecstasy of a Last Minute Trip. And when I read that, I laughed. Because that's such a great way to put it. Because last minute trips do have their advantages, but man, for a Disney fan like you, if you're listening to this show and you're somebody who likes to have the spreadsheet, you like to have the ADRs at 180, you like to have the fast passes at 60, you like to tweak them at 45, you like to nurse them at 10, you know, like it's never a done plan. It's always fluid. You're always trying to change things. If you decide to go down next weekend, it can be hard on a Disney fan, but you know what? It can be awesome for a Disney fan too. So Pam, when I brought up this idea, like initially, what do you think of when it's like, because I like the way you put it. There's positives and negatives to a last minute trip. So what do you say to that?
Well, for me, it's all positives. I'm just going to say this because any trip is better than no trip, right? So I think that this is, for me, it's always, I always find a way to make it work. I think that maybe you have to think about the way that you're approaching things just a tiny bit differently, because there are things to consider. There are things that are harder to get last minute and things like that. And I'm sure we'll dive into that. But I think the main thing is that the really important things, I think, are there's always something you can get. It always puzzles me when I'm like, people are planning a last minute trip and there's like, well, not even a last minute trip. They're booking 3 months out maybe. And they're like, I couldn't get anywhere I wanted to eat. And I thought, what? Like we go all the time last minute. I never have problems finding some place to dine. So, I mean, just things like that. I think maybe you just need to adjust your expectations, not even up or down. Just adjust them. And I think that you'll have a great time.
That's great advice right off the top. The expectations have to be tempered and just, I like that, adjusted. Not even, like you said, not up or down, because you're going to open the door to things maybe you never would have done if you had planned this trip a year out, because you were just like, you got everything you wanted, you secured everything was e-ticket. You're going to miss out on a lot of opportunities that way too. So Ricky, hopping over to you, let's kind of go some of the negatives of a last minute trip, because there are a few things. Like what kind of things could be perceived as negative if you wanted to head down, say, like in a week? What would you have to consider?
Well, I think one of the big negatives is if you have expectations of getting on Seven Dwarfs Mine Train or Frozen Ever After or something like that, you're or even Flight of Passage. Well, definitely Flight of Passage. You're probably not going to get those fast passes. You may get lucky while you're there, or because a couple weeks ago while I was there, I was actually walking into Epcot. Now, granted, I was by myself. Or not Epcot, I was walking into Animal Kingdom while I was by myself, and I was able to get a Flight of Passage fast pass while I was walking in. So, I mean, you've always got to be looking out for it, but you're not going to be guaranteed all the time. So I think that as long as you're okay knowing, hey, I'm not going to necessarily get fast passes for the most popular attractions, I can potentially get them, but there's a chance that I may not. And you're okay with that, and you're okay with doing some of the other things that the parks have, I think you're going to be good. So I think that that's probably, one of the biggest negatives is if you're looking for just one of those top tier fast passes, you're probably not going to get them. But like I said, you never know. You may get lucky.
And let's say this, you know, for every negative, let's kind of give a, you know, a hack or something to where you can maybe not get that fast pass, but you can work around that. So like you said, you probably aren't going to get Flights of Passage. Of course, you may get one. You just got to get lucky. It's a crapshoot with My Disney Experience. You may pop up. But
exactly.
Say you don't get a Flights of Passage or a Seven Dwarfs Mine Train or whatever you're looking for as far as Fast Passes. The hack around that is you can still ride that ride, and you can even still have that attraction without a long wait. You just got to get there at Rope Drop and make that your priority, you know, and just kind of rework what your expectations are for the day. So it absolutely doesn't say that you can't ride or experience that attraction.
Right.
But you're just going to have to make that a priority where you can't probably hop on it at 2 o'clock in the afternoon with a 15-minute wait.
Right. Exactly.
Awesome. Okay, so let me throw in something to consider. Of course, you know, if you're going down last minute, Pam said, you know, she kind of addressed dining there. You're probably not going to get the ADRs at the ideal times that you're looking for. You may even be shut out for some of the tougher to get ADRs. If you're going down, say, in a week, like a BR Guest or a Cinderella's Royal Table or something like that. But here's the thing. Okay, so that could be a negative. So here's my way around that is that, see, this is an opportunity to go to places that tend to have open reservations later in the game. So if you wanted to go to, say, a Chef Mickey's and you can't get in, or if you're looking for, I'm trying to think of another, like a Crystal Palace and you can't get in, consider something like a Tusker House. Consider something like going to 1900 Park Fair or an Ohana breakfast over an Ohana dinner. I think what you got to do is say, okay, well, I really like to have this character meal, this character experience, but it's booked. Okay, so what other character experiences are there? If it's in a park, it's going to usually be sold out faster than something in a resort. Maybe consider doing a breakfast over at Cape May Cafe. And the thing is that you've probably never experienced that because you're always focused on, you know, I'm really focused on Chef Mickey's or Cinderella Royal Table or Crystal Palace, those really popular ones that you read online that are, you know, the hot to get ADRs. But you never know when Cape May could be your favorite dining experience. Or, you know, here's another thing to consider. Go more counter service for a last minute trip, and then you don't have the sweat of it at all. And you can still have thematic experiences within counter service restaurants. I consider Columbia Harbor House a thematic meal. Now, it's not a table service meal, but it still kind of takes me back to the New England days when I have my fish and chips or like a shrimp basket or there, or the lobster roll, something like that. You have ample opportunities for dining. So Pam, speak to that. I mean, I think that when you temper your expectations, you're opening yourself up to new experiences, which I think is always, always a good thing at Walt Disney World.
Yeah, I totally agree. And first of all, I mean, we do a lot of last minute trips and we eat at a lot of great restaurants. I think that there's no reason to think that you aren't going to be able to dine at table service locations, because the truth is there are a lot of them that are open. First of all, so many of the signature restaurants in particular have last minute reservations many times. And in addition, there are also a lot of table service restaurants that just have availability a lot of the times, period. And that doesn't mean they're not a good restaurant. Oftentimes it's just, it's not a character meal or it's not an all-you-can-eat kind of buffet kind of location, but still a really good table service restaurant. And I think that that's the thing you have to look for. I mean, here's some of the things you can do if you're wanting to look for open dining reservations. Look for off times, as suggested, you know, kind of, don't look to be dining at 6:30, you know, try a little earlier or a little later, maybe adjust your eating somehow. And then also just see what's available. The beautiful thing about the Walt Disney World dining site at this point is that you can just go ahead and put in your dates and put in the meal that you want to eat, and it will show you everything that's available at those times. And you can find something that works for you. But then you can also consider some of the locations that don't take reservations, like the like some of the lounges, which oftentimes serve food that is from the same kitchen that your dining location would be. You know, I often mention Territory Lounge. That has some great standouts there to think about. But almost every one of the deluxe resorts has a lounge like that, and they've been expanding those menus so much lately, and I think it's a great opportunity for different food. Look at some of the restaurants that are located in the resorts. Oftentimes, there's availability there when there's nothing available in one of the parks. Now, for those who don't have a car or another mode of transportation that's available to them right there, it's a tiny bit more challenging to get to those things because it's at a different resort. What you can do is still use Disney transportation. You will take transportation to the nearest theme park or the theme park that's nearest to even your destination, and then transfer and get off. You'll have to get off of the bus that brought you there and get on another bus that'll take you to the resort where your eventual dining reservation is. Or the other thing you can do is take an Uber or one of the minivans, and it's a small expense to pay.
So we've been down there. Okay, so we'll be down there this weekend, and I'll be honest, you know, we have some, because we're going with a huge group. I mean, we've got the Lizards. There's going to be so many of us. We've kind of turned this into a semi-tradition to be down there for Marathon Weekend with a whole bunch of Lizards, a whole bunch of friends. A lot of us celebrate New Year's Eve together. And so, you know, a lot of us are trying to make ADRs for the whole group. And, it, you know, as the group grows, it gets to be a challenge. And then some of us decide at the last minute, like I did, that we're going to go down a few days earlier. You know, instead of going down on January 3rd, we're like, well, you know what? We want to be with our friends. It's New Year's Eve. Let's get a value resort and let's roll with it. You know, so, you know, last year I remember that we were trying to make the most out of finding quick meals where we could all be together. And we discovered, like, I remember one of the great meals we had last year was we wanted to go to Beaches and Cream, but we couldn't get in. We had a larger group. We decided, you know what, let's walk over to the fountain and give that a shot. And I remember we had a really good time over there. So, Ricky, what about, let's try to come up with some ideas of off the beaten path places to grab a meal while you're down there. I mean, you got, like, over on the boardwalk area, the fountain, you got I'm trying to think of the brewing company. What's it called? Right there on the boardwalk.
Oh my gosh.
I want to say Trailhead. I want to say Trailhead. That's here in St. Louis. No, what's it called, Pam?
Pam.
Help Amble Hills?
No, the brewery.
Big River.
That's a running company here in St. Louis. Big River Running is like the name of the big running place here. So I was thinking of Trailhead, which is our brewery here in St. Charles.
Yes.
Anyway, so like places like that. So we got Fountain, check that out. You also have, isn't there a place called The Grove over in the Swan and the Dolphin? I've never eaten there.
Garden Grove. And it actually has a character meal, believe it or not, only on certain mornings, but that's something that you can check out.
So what about Ricky, any other, let's try to throw out some suggestions of places that are like way off the radar that you're probably either counter service that's not going to be busy, or like even a table service that most people don't even think about. Like, where would you go last? I mean, if you had to go this weekend and you needed a place to eat in a pinch, where would be a good bet?
Well, I think that number one of the places that we always look for is actually Olivia's at Old Key West.
I can't believe you said that out loud.
I
almost put that in the Skype chat. Say anything but Olivia's, because you're right, dude. That is a gold mine. That's a great restaurant that's always open. Oh, I can't believe you said that.
It is a wonderful restaurant. I totally stole it from you because I knew you were going to go there.
No,
so,
I wasn't. No, not till, because this show's coming out before we go down this weekend. It's counterintuitive. Now there's more people fighting for that table that I want.
No, but, you know, it's really a great restaurant. They have some fantastic offerings. It's got a little bit of that Key West flavor to it because it is, you know, at Old Key West. So, you know, it's got some, you know, not fishy flavors, but, you know, there's fish on the menu, seafood type options. My favorite is the scallops. I love their scallops. They're fantastic there. And I know that Brian really likes I think it's the Duval Burger, right? I think Pam.
Duval Street Burger.
I know Steve likes that one too. So there's just so many fantastic things that are on this menu. And I think that a lot of people also don't think, like, maybe because we've talked about it, you know, they might think about it for dinner, but I've heard they have a really fantastic breakfast
as
well.
I've had it many times. So good. Yes.
So that would be a place that I would throw out there as an option.
I mean, it's horrible. You don't want to go there. I mean, like, they have this patio that you can sit on and probably either overheat or, like, get too cold. I mean, it's not comfortable, you know, with ceiling fans. And it's not a beautiful view with, like, you know, the river right there and the boats coming in and out and all those lights that, you know, hang down, right. Look, you know, looking like you're in Key. No, it's terrible. You don't want to go to Olivia's. That's a terrible place. Another terrible place that you don't want to consider would be boat rides over at Riverside. You know, we had a really good meal there, Pam. Was that this summer? I mean, we had a really good meal. I enjoyed it a lot. And it's one of those places that's really, really off the radar.
It really is. Yeah, absolutely. I think that, you know, first of all, it's a big restaurant. So when they have enough staff, they can, you know, they can really fit a lot of people in there. They just don't always have enough staff. So that's something to consider. But, you know, it has some good food. It had, of course, it was served with cornbread. Hello, yes. That they bring to the table. That was their that's their bread. So how can you go wrong with cornbread? I'm just saying. Yeah. So anyways, it had some good choices too.
Yeah, I have that every Thursday night over at Hendrick's here in St. Louis. A little cornbread, a little salad, and a little $5 nachos. That's my Thursday night meal. Anyway, who cares about that? So Pam, one more place, like a restaurant, like an Olivia's, like a Boat Rights, that's really off the radar that you're going last minute, you can probably still sneak in there.
So I'm trying to think. I think any of the restaurants right now, there's so many that are closed. I was going to say any of the restaurants at the Moderates, the table service restaurants in the Moderates, are good. But right now the one at Caribbean Beach is of course closed Shutters. But, you know, I think we'll be anxious to see when that opens up, what that's going to be like. And also Coronado, we have Maya Grill,
yes,
which you can typically get a reservation at as well.
Great restaurant. Terrible when it comes time to pay your bill. They can't figure out how to take your money. That just drives me crazy. Like, it takes us an hour to eat the meal and an hour and a half to pay the bill.
Tell them I would like the bill as soon as it arrives. That's what you need to do.
That's it. I will take the fajitas and I'd like my bill, please.
Everyone should just be like, I'm a party of one.
That's it. That's it. Yeah.
Can't seem to like figure out like the groove thing. So
yeah, interesting. All right, so let's hop into. Okay, so you want to go down last minute. And let's talk about accommodations because you know, we've talked about park, you know, at least as far as getting fast passes, dining. But Pam, what do you say to somebody? Because I think, you know, this is where it gets a little tough because there are a certain amount of rooms, but, you know, you may want a value and a value's not available or you're looking for a deluxe. And usually the deluxes are available in some form or fashion, you know, even the busiest times of the year. But what kind of things do you have to consider when it comes to last minute accommodations when you're not going to have, you know, everything at your plate if you're booking a year out?
It's just flexibility is really the key. Just like you may discover, you know, some new restaurants because you haven't had the opportunity to experience those in the past. You also may experience some new resorts because it's going to be based on availability. What's there. And, you know, that's something that we have some skill in that space because we work in that space every day. But at the end of the day, what's available is available. And especially if you're considering, you know, even the recent announcement by Disney that certain offsite resorts would have, you know, everyone who stayed there would have access to extra magic hours. And then also those who booked a Walt Disney Travel Company package would also have access to FastPass Plus at the 60-day mark. I think that kind of opens up that availability. It's going to be very important to not just look at perhaps booking at the Hilton, but booking a Walt Disney Travel Company package at the Hilton, because then you'll have access to certain benefits that other people who are staying there will not. So that's something to think about. And just be flexible in that space. You know, maybe you won't get to stay at your first, second, third, or even fourth choice, but maybe it is an opportunity, especially if it's a last minute trip, to just try something that's completely out of your comfort zone. And I think you might be surprised.
You know, and I say this a lot to Pam, my Pam, when we're trying to decide where to go to dinner, because, okay, here's what I say, because I read this study a couple weeks back somewhere on social media, wasting time, where couples spend, I want to say it was like 40 hours a year deciding where they're going to go to dinner. You know, like, where are we going to go to? And, you know, like, if you add it up throughout the year, it's like 40 hours. It's like a work week worth of time. And we do. I mean, I think it's true for us. It could be more. Because we're always like, I don't know, where do you want to go? Well, I mean, we go to the same places a lot because that's why. You know, we don't want to waste, I'm trying to be efficient on it. You know, well, we get good meals, let's go there. But okay, so, but on Saturday nights, we try to go somewhere different. And that's where we waste all the time. And the thing is, I always tell Pam, is like, you're not marrying the meal. You're just having a meal. You know, like you're not married to it, but you're just going to have a meal. So good or bad, give it a shot. And I think that's kind of, with a last minute trip, I think that's more true than say that dream trip for your anniversary or your honeymoon or, you know, your graduation trip for the kid. You know, I think that's where you don't want to settle. You know, you want to book it early. You want to book it exactly and get those ADRs, get those fast passes. You know, that's the thing you've been dreaming about. But I think, you know, a last minute trip is an opportunity. Like usually it's unexpected. Obviously, if it's last minute, it's something you weren't planning on. So I think you have to say, let's roll the dice here. Like you said, Pam, I think you make a good point. You know, maybe you've never stayed at an all-star and you're like, I'm not, you know, I'm a moderate or deluxe person. You know, that's just my style. I like bigger rooms. I like more amenities. I like, you know, I like this. I like interior doors, you know, corridors and stuff like that. But I mean, am I right though? Roll the dice and see what you think. Maybe you'll hate it. Maybe you'll love it. But I mean, a last minute trip, you know, give it a shot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. And that's it. Like, I always think of a last minute trip as being gravy, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it's just so anywhere you stay is going to be a cool experience. So just give it a try.
All right, Ricky. So what else do we need to think about? I mean, Joe mentioned the agony and the ecstasy, which again, you know, you don't have. Okay, so part of it is to me when I'm thinking about, you know, just what he said, the way he said it is, I think a lot of us just enjoy that countdown, you know, for
yes.
180 days or 90 days. And I mean, but also there's the agony of the countdown. You know, you feel like it's never, ever going to get here. But when you got a last minute trip, hey, boom, it's like it's right around the corner. But I mean, you miss out on that anticipation, too. So, how, you know, talk to us about that.
Yeah, you definitely miss out on the anticipation when you have a boom, a last minute trip. But, you know, that can be okay, too, because there's that excitement of that buildup of all the stuff that you have to get done in the week, you know, or whatever leading up to when your last minute trip is coming up. So, you know, that can be just as exciting because then you don't have to have a prolonged, you know, waiting period. Your waiting period, you still have a waiting period, but it's a lot, it's a lot more intense, I guess I should say. So you pack it all in all at one time instead of, you know, dragging it out a little bit. So I think there's something to be said about both. You know, there's something enjoyable about going, hey, guess what? I'm going to Disney this weekend. And oh no, I need to actually do a lot of work for it. So there's something exciting about both ways of doing it. I definitely see the agony of it, but I see the enjoyment of it as well.
Yeah, I mean, so. I think most of us would just rather the trip be closer. I mean, it is kind of fun to have, you know, countdown chains and, you know, yeah. You know, even our sponsor, you know, Days to Go. You know, you're not really going to do that if you're going this weekend. You know, you're not going to, like, customize the app and get it all ready if you got, you know, 6 days to go. You're going to be, like, too busy with everything else. You know, getting a dog sitter, getting, you know, somebody to watch the house or get, you know, deciding, you know, how you get your flight down or whatever. You know, you're not going to do those ancillary things, which I think is, you know, for those people that don't go to Disney, they don't get the fun of, first of all, I don't think they understand why we book a trip a year in advance and book our dining, you know, like where we're going to have, like, I'm going to sit down and have a meal at Olivia's, you know, and if I'm booking it here in, you know, the very end of 20, I mean, I'm talking about, I can book my meal for the, you know, for Memorial Day weekend. Like nobody, right. Like if you don't understand,
nobody
Disney,
is
you
doing
don't,
that.
You're
yes,
like,
yes.
You are nuts. You know, so you don't do that. But I think anybody would kind of take the advantage of like, oh man, it's just like, boom. Like I, you know, it's like, it's just all jammed into that week and you get to go, you know, or 2 weeks or however long until that last minute trip. So, Ricky, what else? I mean, let's kind of wrap this up. You know, this isn't a deep topic to cover, but I think it is a fun one. Is it more agony or is it more ecstasy to go last minute? For somebody listening to this show, you know, a huge Disney fan, more agony, or more ecstasy to make it a last minute trip versus a year out or so?
So I think it depends on what kind of planner you are. If you are a type A planner, you know, has your spreadsheets, has everything all, you know, listed out, then I think that it's going to be agony for a, you know, short, quick trip. If you're somebody like kind of like me who is a little more laid back at this point about my Disney trips and, you know, I'm a little more loosey-goosey of what I do. And I kind of understand that, hey, this is this is the bonus trip type situation, kind of like Pam was talking about, then I feel a little bit more, I guess, of the ecstasy part of it. You know, like I'm excited about going. It doesn't hit me in a bad way. It's actually just, holy cow, I'm going in blah, blah, blah number of days. So, you know, I think that, you know, it just depends on what kind of planner you are, how it really could affect you.
Yeah, I think so. So, Pam, close it out for us. I mean, you got the agony, the ecstasy. I mean, is this something that, you know, we have a lot of folks like this in our audience. And I mean, I've been there. You know, I think I do it for some trips. I don't do it for others. You know, that you're the person who loves knowing that, you know, I'm going for Christmas 2018. And I know that we're going to have, Christmas lunch. I'm planning on having Christmas lunch at Trails Inn. We're going to do Hoop-Dee-Doo review, you know, on the 23rd. We're going to go on a sleigh ride. You know, you have all that and you have your guidebooks, and that just becomes part of the, not the vacation, but the experience of the vacation. Can somebody that's like that really come home after a last minute trip and say, you know, I got the same experience that I got out of that trip you look forward to for a year?
100%. Yes, you absolutely can. I think that's the beauty of a vacation, is that while, I mean, I understand that there is anticipation in that and kind of joy in planning it and whatever else. But if Disney, I mean, look at it this way. Let's say Disney tomorrow, no announcement, nothing, upended everything and said, you know what, 180 days in advance, we're not doing that anymore. You can book things 2 months in advance, period. You can do your fast pass, your dining, and everything else 2 months in advance. That's it.
Don't play. I'm going out of town tomorrow, and I don't want my...
Would anyone enjoy their trip any less? Of course not. They absolutely would not. They'd still get the same amount of enjoyment out of it. I might argue a tiny bit more, but that's just my opinion in that space, because there's a lot of, I think, importance placed on some of the planning things. But at the end of the day, it's really, I think, Disney itself contributes to this, and the online Disney community contributes to this. You have to do these things at 180 days in advance. Well, oftentimes you do not have to. I'm just saying this. So it's just something to think about, that it's just different. But I think that a last minute trip is absolutely just as fun, if not more fun, than a trip you plan for a year or more.
So one more thing on this topic. So do you not agree, though, that, like, we're going to be down there, of course, you know, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, then the crowds start descending for Marathon Weekend, which is a pretty busy time at Walt Disney World. Not necessarily for the attractions as much, but just there's a lot of people there that are there for the races and to cheer on loved ones and so forth. I see this as an opportunity. It's way different than my summer trips. You know, my summer trips, I'm really all about, you know, seeing a lot of e-ticket attractions and so forth. But on this trip, you know, we might go in and do the Seas with Nemo or Turtle Talk or, you know, you ride Living with the Land, which I really enjoy, Spaceship Earth. You know, I might go through Epcot without going on Test Track or Soarin' or Frozen Ever After. But I, you know, I still appreciate different experiences, not necessarily better or worse, but different experiences. And I think last minute you're gonna have that opportunity. Do you think so, Pam?
I do, absolutely. I mean, that's the thing. It's not about having expectations that are higher or lower. It's about managing those expectations and adjusting them to what's realistic. And I think that that's what it takes, a little bit of realism in the mixture, right, with this. And, you know, who would turn down a last minute trip? I never would.
No, bring it on.
Ricky is the queen of the last minute trips.
I'm going. Last minute trips. Yeah, exactly.
So, Ricky, real quick, you get the final word here. So you do a lot of last minute trips, more than, you know, probably even Pam. I mean, you tend to just go down and back and, because you can drive down. So what would you say to somebody? A last minute trip comes up. They're a little panicked. They've never done it before. Just close it out for us.
Breathe. It's all going to be okay. I promise you. It will all go well. You just have to set your expectations, which is totally key in all of this. And, you know, just we talk about it all the time. This, a last minute trip, is one where you really want to soak in all the little things. So I think that that's kind of the key. Do things that you wouldn't normally do. Stop and, you know, maybe sit on a bench and people watch for a while. Like, just do things that you wouldn't normally think about doing. Go to Tom Sawyer Island. Go, you know, just take a trek on the Maharaja Jungle Trek. There are two cute new little baby tigers. So,
wow,
I mean,
they're adorable.
Tons of things that you can do that are maybe off the beaten path. You know, on my recent trip, I actually just did Flights of Wonder for the first time, and now the last time, because it's ending at the end of this month. So, I mean, you know, but that was something that, again, it was a last minute trip, and I was walking by and I was like, you know, my fast pass isn't for another, I don't know. I mean, it was fast pass time, but I had like enough time to kind of still do Flights of Wonder and still make my fast pass. So I was like, what the heck? Let's sit here and watch the bird show. So, you know, I'm just saying, like, just know your expectations and be willing to be flexible with them. So I think that that's going to be key in a last minute vacation.
All right. That's right. And, you know, let's wish you a last minute trip in 2018. Let's hope maybe you get yourself in this opportunity because it's a lucky chance. And, you know, I think it might be one of the better trips that you have. They're a lot of fun because when you have the tempered expectations, a lot of time they get exceeded and you're just like, wow, that was a nice experience. So I hope that happens for you. All right. Well, we're going to get out of here and I'm going to pack my bags, speaking of last minute, to head out to the airport tomorrow and head down to Walt Disney World. Paige is flying out at 5:30 in the morning. Still don't know how she's getting to the airport because I don't know if I want to get up at 5:30 in the morning considering my flight's at 3:55 p.m. because I'm a normal person.
Oh, one of you suckers is going to... Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, exactly. The sucker's going to be, too. I'm the only sucker in this house, you know. It's,
yep.
I can't let her not get on the plane to go see her friend Hannah. They're conspiring against me already, and we haven't even left St. Louis, so I don't know what's going on here. But I just want to wish safe travels to all the lizards heading down to Florida for Marathon Weekend. You guys have done the work. I've been out there running and watching the feeds and the lizard group, and I cannot tell you all how proud I am of the work you've put in. You know, now's the party. Marathon Weekend, we're getting ready to descend upon Walt Disney World to have a great time running 5Ks, 10Ks, halves and fulls. And we're going to all get there. We're going to make sure that we all do that together. And this is the victory lap. This is the fun time. But congratulations on all the work and safe travels down to Walt Disney World. Watch the social media because we are going to be meeting up here and there and everywhere and seeing everybody and just having a great time. So I can't wait to see the lizards down in Florida. And also, just a very happy new year to everybody here in the Be Our Guest podcast audience. You know, as we close out 2017, we thank you so very much for making the show a part of your life. You know, it does take time to download the show, to stream the show, to fit us in three times a week. And there's so many great podcasts out there. I'm a fan of so many podcasts. And when you take the chance to listen to ours, we appreciate that so very much. As you celebrate over New Year's Eve, please do be careful. We want you to be back here with us in 2018. And, you know, if you see somebody that needs a little help getting home on New Year's Eve, please do, you know, do the right thing. Help them out. Be a designated driver if you need to, because I lost one of my best friends about 7 years ago now. To a drunk driver. So, you know, it's something that hits very hard here in my heart. So just be careful out there. We care about you guys. We want you to have fun. But more importantly, we want you back here to be a part of the podcast family for years and years to come, because we're celebrating 10 years in 2018. 10 years of the show here in just a few short months. How did that happen? That's crazy. So you want to be here for that. That's that alone will help you get home safe on New Year's Eve, I hope. Probably not, but who knows. All right. Well, it's time to get out of here again. Today's show brought to you by the great folks at the Magic for Less Travel. They wish you a very happy new year. They thank you for your support in 2017. It has been tremendous. And I just want to personally thank everybody who has booked a trip with me here in 2017. You know, you took the chance and you let us show what we can do for you, and I appreciate that very much. I hope you've appreciated our services, and we look forward to all of the great new guests moving forward in 2018 and the, you know, our old reliables. And you're not old, but you're definitely reliable, and you're those folks that support everything we do here on the podcast. We're going to have a great year in 2018 thanks to you and thanks to the folks over at The Magic for Less. So check them out over at themagicforless.com, and please do continue to use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon, as you do all of that, you know, post-Christmas online shopping. Maybe you got some gift cards on Amazon. Boom, right there. You know, hey, that's a bonus right there. Maybe you got one of those. I did. I'm excited about that, so I'll be doing the same. All right. Well, don't forget, let's see. So, again, watch the social media. Let's give our social media. I'm at BRGuestMike, Instagram and Twitter. You know how I am. I post everything I eat. I post every move I make down at Walt Disney World. So that's going to be an active feed. Ricky, what about you?
I am at Ricky Nibs on Twitter and Instagram as well.
All right, Pam, where can they follow your... You don't post as much, but you're more of like a movie star. You do like the
videos and stuff like that.
You know, she doesn't like post everything. She just posts the good stuff. So what do you got?
Yes.
I figured that people would be dreadfully bored of my regular stuff. So anyways, I am at TMFLT Pam on both Instagram and Twitter, and people can find me there.
All right. And don't forget, if you see us down at Walt Disney World, you know, we'll be down there.
Come
you know,
say hi.
Yeah, please do say hi. Don't say, oh, they're not going to, they don't want me to say hi. He's eating a meal. I don't care. You know, just, hey, come on up. We're going to have a good time. So come by, say hi. Look for Cine Epcot on New Year's Eve. I'm staying at Pop Century until the 3rd, and then I'll be over at Beach Club. So watch for me at Ample Hills. It's across the street, like
you
I like to say.
You will be at Ample Hills. If you want to find Mike Rollman, you will find him at Ample Hills. Just
check in
there.
At Ample Hills, and I will find you. And we will have some gooey gooey butter cake ice cream together. That's what we do. All right, time to get out of here. So you guys have a great New Year's. We'll be back again on Monday with a great Trip Report show. We got to start 2018 off the right way with one of our great listeners, so don't miss that. But until then, for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike. Wish you a very happy New Year's, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.